Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and the property show is coming to the RGS the 25th and the 26th of February. I love a good show like this, and we've got one of the co-founders on the line, Jennifer Shaw. Morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you, Trina?
So I'm obsessed with houses. I'm obsessed with mortgages. This is right up my street. So tell me about this exhibition and what you have planned for it.
So like yourself, anybody we speak to, whether it's our friends, our family, our colleagues, anyone we meet along the way, everybody's just obsessed with property at the moment. We know there's a housing crisis out there. So myself and my partner Claire just done a little bit of research, and we said there's so much information, advice, grants, government support schemes, relocation options for people looking for a property in Ireland. You don't have to go the traditional route. We do have the traditional options available as well. So we said we'll put everything under one roof, take people away from going on online classes and having to research everything themselves. So we'll bring in everything to the RDS main hall on the 25th and 26th of February. Mm-hmm. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days.
Okay.
So if you're looking to meet a bank, a broker, any of the government support schemes like your first home scheme, Help to Buy scheme, your vacant homes grant. We've got a relocation hub there with a couple of county councils. We've got an exhibition from architects that have showed in the Housing Unlocked project, so it can show people how you can transform a vacant property such as a shopfront on a main street, maybe outside of Dublin,
oh, wow,
into a home.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to look at people and say, okay, there's something for everybody here.
Yeah.
So if you want to go and you want to go down the traditional route and you want to meet your estate agent, your mortgage broker, your bank, that's fantastic. And then we have a fantastic main stage. We've got a host of speakers that we've met along the way on Instagram that have done a real life renovation. So we've Mary Rose Simpson. She's done a big renovation, and you would have seen her on the Real Renovation Show with you, Wallace. And then we've got Sarah from Portobello Renovation, and we've got Emma from Tech Bond, and they're going to tell you what is the true cost of a renovation in Ireland. So they gone through all this, and they're going to share their experiences. And then we have the same on the Sunday. We have a fantastic panel of people that have gone through the renovation project or done a self-build, and they're going to share their tips and tricks. We've got myhome.ie, our sponsor. They're supporting you on your path as well. We've got another sponsor, Ask Paul from Pax Financial.
Yeah, Paul Merriman, a regular on this show.
Yeah, everybody loves Paul. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He's one of our sponsors at the event. You'll have his team there all weekend. And you'll also have a spot on the main stage both days. And then EBS, of course, is our title sponsor. It's the property show brought to you by EBS. And they have the Home Truths. They'll have the Morgan Masters available all weekend for consultations. We've got the Minister for Housing. He's coming down as well. So we have a fantastic weekend planned for anybody that's in the space at all looking to buy a home, sell a home, relocate within Ireland, look at any other options if they can't go down the traditional route.
Yeah, it sounds to me, Jennifer, like you really have covered everything. I didn't even know that there was such things as there was a lot of grants available for people. Like, we only ever hear about Help to Buy scheme.
Yeah,
but there's other schemes too.
Yeah, there is. And like that, since December, changes have been made. And we know, obviously, we're in the space. So every 6 weeks for a while, there was changes being updated to each scheme. So they were constantly evolving, and people weren't aware that they would have been actually eligible then at that stage.
Mm.
And even for social housing, the cap has gone up now to €40,000 for an individual since the 1st of January as well. So people don't realise every couple of months the schemes are changing. They're broadening the horizons to give a wider scope so more people can engage and apply. You have Fingal County Council as well, which they're absolutely a fantastic local authority, and they'll be coming with affordable homes and all the grants and the schemes that you have as well. So they are really proactive in building affordable homes and looking at people and saying, okay, what's your repayment ability rather than what's your salary, and you don't fit in a particular box.
Okay.
So we're really trying to look at like your deep retrofit. There's so many grants out there as well. People buying a second-hand home and they might need energy upgrades like heating, windows, insulation. There's all grants available for that too, and people just don't know about it. So we just want to educate people as much as we can, get them to the show to meet the right people that have the exact information. Everybody's in different circumstances. Some people have a gift from mum and dad. That's fantastic. They might have a deposit. Some people don't have a deposit. Some people need a roadmap on what to save and how much a property would be in their area, or are they eligible for one scheme or not, or are they eligible for a grant or not. So I think rather than searching online yourself, coming to the event and having the face-to-face interaction, meeting these real experts and getting the proper advice for you as an individual.
Yeah. I was just talking to some of the lads there in the office, and they were saying, oh, we will never, ever be able to afford a home. And I said, no, don't think like that. You have to try and think positively about this and get all the information to make this happen for you. I know it is really tough. It is so difficult for people. But like you say, there is help there. And if you can, even if you're at the very beginning of this journey, to try and think, okay, this is what's out there at the moment. If in 2 years' time of X amount saved or whatever, this is what I could possibly look at doing. But also, you've got information at the property show about switching mortgages, which is a huge thing for people at the moment.
Oh, at the moment, 100%. So like every day I open the media, whether it's online or in the paper, and it's next Monday, another 1%, next week, see it coming down, next month, another 1%. Everybody's saying that you can now lock in your mortgage because the interest rates are just gone one way and that's up. So I think switching are people that have had a mortgage a number of years, the best option for them, if they're not on a fixed rate, a good rate at the moment, is to switch and get the best possible rate. So 100%, we've got the AIB mortgage truck, and we've got EBS, and we've got Pank Financial, all looking to help people as well. If they're interested in switching the mortgage, they can come down over the weekend and get the right advice as well, because sometimes people just need to ask a couple of questions and that will help them make the correct decision for them, because everybody's situation is different. So if you're reading a template online, it's not going to apply to all. There's a lot of grey areas out there, but we will say to people, try have the open mind. If you have a dream that you want to get a home, and that home can be anything at all, whether it's an apartment, it could be a cottage, it could be, as I said, renovating a vacant home.
A doer-upper, yeah.
Yeah, or you could be refurbishing a property that was once a shop or a pub into a home, or you could be doing a modular home or a tiny home, or you want to go down the traditional route of your three-bedroom semi-detached, or you want to go for a new development and a new build. There's options for everybody, and we just say, if you have got the open mind to come to the show, and you'll walk away with a little bit of information, we hope, in everyone's back pocket, and a little bit of motivation to go ahead and start your journey, we will have the best of the best under one roof.
Paul always says about the switching mortgages, people get put off because they think about the paperwork that they have to get together, like when they put in their mortgage application the first time round. But as he says, it's different now because you have the house. You already have the house. So the stress of that is gone. You just need to get some paperwork together to switch the mortgage. And if you knew, if you realised how much money you could save, of course you'd go to the bother of gathering a few statements together. And it's a no-brainer, really, just to do it.
Yeah, 100%. And like that, we have got legal solicitors at the event as well. So you will have to have a solicitor, and like that, it will have to go through the process as if you were buying the house again, if you're switching mortgage.
Yeah. But the fees would be less, wouldn't they? Because they don't have to do searches and all that. Yeah.
The banks are offering a cash back to cover the fees as well, so you might get a cash back on drawdown, or you might get a cash back further down the road. So there is incentives for you to switch as well, not only just reducing the rate. You might get a percentage of a cash back to cover the legal fees too. Explain the current rate that you have, how many years you've left on your mortgage. And other people want to maybe do a big renovation project. I know Dermabannon is back now and room to improve, and everybody wants to have the big extension. So some people might want to come and refinance if they're in the house a long time and they have equity. They might want to go ahead and do a big retrofit on their home, make it warmer, make it more sustainable. And if they need a bigger house for a grown family, like an extra bedroom, bathroom, living area, working from home office, you can refinance as well. So the mortgage hub is there. We have all the mortgage masters giving out the right advice. So if you do want to switch, if you do want to upgrade, if you do want to move, or you're a first-time buyer, we have everything under the one roof to be there to answer any questions you have. And we always say there's no silly questions.
Well, the property show, the website is thepropertyshow.ie, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can get all the info there and your tickets and that. And it is on at the RDS on the 25th and the 26th of February. Jennifer Shaw, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Millie and Trina.
Cheers. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.